the play-by-play of what?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Sam, Leon, here comes that reporter from the local paper. Now, come on, let's get out there and give him some real good service. Maybe we can get our names in the paper. Come on now. Oh, hi there, Mr. Mack.
Could I have 5 gallons of gas, please?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mack. I'll get that gas right away.
I'll clean this windshield so you can see the 1980.
Oh, well, let me get that back window. P-R-A-E-T-H-E-R. Yes, sir, that's the way you spell Prather. If anybody's gonna, you know, write it down or anything.
S-U-G-G-I-N-S. Yep. Sam Suggins, that's me. Junior partner in this business. That's J-U-N-I-O-R. Junior partner.
S-M-U-T-E. S-M-O-T-E. L-E-O-N. Leon. Sam, I'm through with this back wonder. What else can I clean?
I'll get this cleaning, Leon. You go inside and practice on your spelling.
What is this? Well, what's all the spelling about?
Oh, never mind them, Mr. Mack. What sporting event are you covering today for that paper of yours?
Well, I'm not working for the paper today. I'm doing the play-by-play coverage of the Gum Springs Cow Chip Throwing Contest for the radio.
The play-by-play?
Cow Chip Throwing Contest.
Play-by-play, huh?
How do they do that, Mr. Mack? Do they just up and fling it?
They fling it on each other, don't they, Mr. Mack?
Now listen, you guys, this is a bona fide sport with complicated rules and...
Well, now that'll be $3.20 right now, Mr. Mack.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you, and come back, won't you?
When you're working for the paper.
The smoot spell, S-M-O-O-T. I got it now, Mr. Mack.
Yeah, well, I gotta go.
That's S-M-O-O-T.
Leon, you're making a fool out of yourself.
Yeah, Leon, you're gonna ruin your influence.
I never come that close to getting my name paper before.
Leon, you never
You
come
just back. Missed it by one day, Leon, and Mr. Mack was working for the paper yesterday.
Sam, that ain't exactly right.
I was born on Friday evening.
We got a lot of good people with us.
And what, Mr. Jesse?
Well, I'm making a list of all the important people in this town who didn't get their names in the paper today.
Oh, you mean like the mayor?
I mean like the pastor who helped somebody or preached an inspiring sermon. Or the teacher who didn't have a fight with no student. And the policeman who helped them kids.
Of course, the mayor could have been out of town.
And the mailman who was on the job.
I seen that mayor drive by here once.
World runs on gas. But are we ever in the paper?
I wonder where that player was.